Hello, this is Len Tengis welcoming you to the iPodcast AGCMO Weekly Podcast. In each episode, we'll feature information about a contractor, specialty contractor, supplier, contracting agency, owner, or legislative or regulatory issue pertinent to the construction industry in Missouri. We'll feature industry professionals and other construction industry representatives to help our listeners stay up to date with current and future trends in construction. So here we go. Welcome back to iPodcast AGCMO. Today we're starting a series of different directions in terms of the content of the podcast. We're going to take a few sessions here and talk about the different services that AGC of Missouri provides to its members and to the industry. And I think we're going to start with a very important portion of what we do. Obviously, everything we do is important, but we'll talk about something that is really important to a lot of our members, and that is safety. So our guest today is Brandon Anderson, and Brandon is our Vice President of Safety. Brandon, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about Brandon Anderson first. How in the heck did you end up coming to work for AGC Missouri? What's your experience and how did you get into safety?
That's a long story. Where do you begin with that?
Beginning.
So I've been in the construction industry, grew up around it for, I'm 40 years old, soon to be 41. Mm-hmm. Been in it for probably 26 years, a good solid portion of it, minus a few years where you didn't get paid right as a child.
Understand.
So working in heavy highway is where we started for myself personally with our family business, and then moved along and went to work for the Department of Transportation here in Missouri.
What did the family business do?
We had a large bridge construction company.
Oh, okay.
Did a lot of state highway work. Really enjoyed that. Cut my teeth pouring concrete, tearing down bridges, running heavy equipment.
Then went to work for Missouri Department of Transportation.
Yes, went to work for MoDOT. Was a great 17-year run there. Held many positions. Always moonlighted in the safety region and employee development.
Now, when you came into MoDOT, what was your role there and how did that all progress?
I started as basically a laborer, is what it'd be equivalent to, working in the maintenance field, patching potholes and cutting grass mm-hmm. along the highways, and had a love for that. Had a public service heart, if you will, given back to the state that I love so much, but moved into a more of a safety training role long term and took that on statewide probably in 2012, mm-hmm. I would say, and ran that side of the house across the state for a long time, specializing in everything from how to operate a dump truck and CDL training to traffic control work zone training.
A lot of safety issues related to MoDOT, especially when you're out in traffic and dealing with all the equipment they deal with. There's a lot of safety concerns there.
Absolutely. So the traffic working on the highways is dangerous. Obviously you can't turn on the news, whether it's locally here in Missouri, sadly enough, if not nationally, where there's an incident in a work zone. The number is astronomical, to be honest, and we're losing lives across the country.
So. Plus the injuries for both workers and motorists.
Correct.
So you work there for those years, and then all of a sudden decided maybe you wanted to come to work for AGC in Missouri, huh?
Yeah. You know, my story in regards to what made me leave was just one of personal faith and needing to change, and took a leap of faith to do that. And soon after, relatively short period of time, I came across AGC of Missouri, and the rest is history, right?
And you've been here since?
The beginning of 2020.
Okay. So yep. 2020 full-time here.
Yep.
And let's shift away from Brandon and talk about what the safety department does. So when you came in, you were basically a gang of one or a gang of two. What was your situation when you walked in?
Yeah, so when I came to work here, I was the safety consultant, otherwise known today as safety professional, mm-hmm. and worked for the current vice president, my predecessor at the time. And it was just us. And
the two of you?
Just the two of us. Spent a lot of time out in the field, on job sites, training in the classroom, or on site for our members across the state of Missouri.
And what sort of training were you doing then?
We were really just about anything the members needed. You know, mm-hmm.
Not necessarily all DOT related.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, no, definitely not all DOT related. You know, we have a habit of not saying no, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, even but though it's a full sentence.
Members always right.
That's right. Members always right. So we spent a lot of time with traffic control, but there was OSHA 10 is hugely in demand today. Mobile elevated work platform, or man lift as previously called, fall protection training, excavation safety training, you know, and competent person trench related type activities. So spent a lot of time in that aspect, or spent a lot of time conducting those trainings.
And then the incumbent left and you took over as the vice president.
Yeah, that's exactly how it happened. It was a blessing. It's been nonstop since I started here, and it's just continued to increase. I think we've grown quite a bit in our offerings. We've hired two additional people. There's a total of three of us now, and it's been a number of years, my understanding, that we've had three individuals working in the safety division.
So, and those three people are yourself and Doug Foley and Joe Kreitz, right?
That is correct.
Talk about what the three of you do. I know you've been working together as a team more closely here lately to try to deliver the services across the state. So let's talk about all the different services that people can take advantage of.
So we offer, we like to say, full service turnkey safety program. If we're not capable of providing the training within our network, you know, one of the beautiful things about AGC is the networking aspect. So within the network of the AGC organization, we have connections to either provide that training or outsource it some way or another. We've yet to come across anything that we've not been able to train. So we offer everything from OSHA 10 and 30 crane signal rigging through Crane Tech, which is one of the oldest, longest running crane professional company, training professional companies in the country. Obviously the first aid CPR. We've expanded into EM385.
What is EM385?
So EM385 is the Army Corps of Engineers regulations. So any kind of government work related with the Corps, there are certain training criteria you need to have. And one of the biggest ones is the 24-hour competent person for fall protection. The difference between EM385 and OSHA's regs, so our industry, CFR 29-1926 construction regulations, there's some differences there, some nuances. Some of it's very much very similar to one another, and it's just a matter of who you're working for. Is it private construction, or is it working for Army Corps?
So it's a different type of requirement that is available through the safety department. So you've got the OSHA training, you've got the other things. What other first aid?
Yep.
Keep going.
First aid, been, like I said, a lot of traffic control. So we offer multiple different levels of experience training for traffic control, from your technician level to your what is referred to as the work zone specialist. In Missouri, it's known as advanced work zone. We offer flagger certification, as well as a TMA, truck-mounted attenuator operator course, if we have contractors needing that. There's a lot of those devices in use, and then a work zone supervisory course. So depending on your level of experience and level of responsibility on a job site related to traffic control, you may need any one of those trainings or a combination of sorts.
So between the three of you, there is training that is applicable to building contractors, transportation contractors, utility contractors. It's across the board, whether you're in a trench or up on a high rise.
Yeah.
It's there.
Yeah, it's there. I mean, we've even had some local manufacturing organizations across the state reach out for general industry OSHA 30 or OSHA 10. We've been able to provide that training by having Joe Kreitz and Doug Foley work for us now.
So
part of the team.
So you're able to do the things either in a classroom or at a contractor's office or on the job site.
Yep. Yes, that's correct. We can work in any of the settings, and we can customize the training. We've had a number of members request customized training or annual refresher type trainings based on their rates of injury or incidents, if you will, and their expertise, what their employees are exposed to most commonly.
And a lot of companies now have their own safety professionals, and I know that you have a platform for working with those folks. How does that work?
So we have the today it's called the AGC of Missouri Executive Safety Committee. It's been around, I'm really not sure how many years, 30 plus. It's been around a long time. Highly sought after to be a member of that. We actually have an opening right now. We'll be filling that before the end of the year. Excited about bringing on some new faces and new experience. it works closely with the industry. Primarily, historically, it's been the vertical side of the house, the building. We've expanded to bringing on some heavy highway civil engineer type members under that committee as well, which is beneficial, and especially since we serve the entire state. We have a mix of membership. We help drive initiatives from a safety standpoint for the industry here in Missouri, and that also bleeds over to our national influence with AGC of America as well, and that safety committee there. Any challenges or problems the industry has, or a particular member has, we'll take a look at that too, and pool our resources, if you will, knowledge and expertise in order to address that.
So this is a chance to get those safety professionals from the member companies, the safety leaders basically in the industry together, and get away from the daily training and look for more trends and bigger picture type issues.
Yeah, that's correct.
You've got that platform. What other platforms do you have that are available?
So we, you know, from a representation standpoint, we can continue down that path. We have a heavy highway safety committee as well. It's really focused strictly on DOT type work and excavation work. So that committee meets quarterly. They stay pretty busy year round. And there's not as many changes or issues that come up there that need to always be addressed. So it's a little more infrequent, but still a great group. We also have the OSHA partnership. So that's a mix of contractors. The OSHA partnership is here with AGC of Missouri is the longest lasting OSHA partnership in the country. It was first started here with our chapter. Bill McDonald, the area director for this region, helped get that off the ground with our help. It's an opportunity for contractors to come together and share openly with one another as well as with OSHA, and have a more intimate relationship with OSHA in regards to their projects and their work activities, especially focused on safety. It's very transparent. So you're sharing all your work hours, you're sharing your incident rate, all your incidents and near misses. And if something goes wrong, which it does from time to time, and there's an incident or OSHA recordable, then it's expected to be shared. What caused it, you know, root cause, what's your corrective action going forward, you know, and to be transparent with the rest of the industry. It's a great opportunity for a company to get involved and become closer to OSHA, develop that relationship.
And it is a partnership that helps both the governmental agency and the industry.
Correct. They collect a lot of data from that partnership, which is good. They need that data for trends.
So what else?
We also offer, on the short side of things, staffing. So we've been engaged in a couple of opportunities where an out-of-state contractor will come in to work on a big project or a joint effort or a sub, and it makes more sense to hire someone locally to be able to come on site and a safety professional and be there for the duration of the work. So we do that short term. Some of our members have utilized that, and others are still seem to be learning about that opportunity. We're not equipped to be able to provide 3 to 6 months worth of staffing, but you know, if someone's on vacation or for a week or two, that's a different story, and we can schedule that in and work that out. Consulting, have been conducting a lot of mentoring, if you will, to a degree. There is a generational shift that's been going on for a few years. I believe we've got almost 7 generations working in the workforce today, which that's never really happened in history before. So with the turnover, loss of experience, we're seeing companies bring on newer individuals with less lived experience in this field of safety.
They didn't cut grass and build bridges before they got their college degree, and here we are.
Correct. And there's great value in having your college degree and knowing the standards inside and out, like the back of your hand, and some of those other, you know, black and white in writing nuances. But a lived experience aspect is very different, and there's great value to that also. So we've been working with some of those contractors that have brought on those new employees and mentoring them. It's been a great experience for everyone involved, myself included. I've been spending some time with those folks one-on-one, and then just being available to them. So we've got some opportunities for that coming up here in the future too with some members. Also, from a consulting standpoint, spending some time doing third-party job audits. So
you are doing some job audits then.
Correct.
And yeah. What does that audit involve?
So we have a thankfully have a great relationship with Procor locally here in Missouri as well as nationally.
Mm-hmm.
And they've given us access to their database and their program and software so we can customize a job site specific inspection document based on the needs of the contractor and their expectations as well as OSHA regulations, et cetera, or any other local regs, and then anything specific to the project as far as activities that are going on. So we can customize that, perform some walkthroughs as needed, whether that's weekly, monthly, whatever the contractor member needs. We provide a full report and then recommended action to be taken following that.
Don't you also provide toolbox talks?
Yep.
And safety manual and those sort of, when you talk about customized services, you yep. do that also, don't you?
Yeah, we do. So we have, thankfully here in AGC of Missouri, we have a robust library of toolbox talks. And then we also have access to additional toolbox talks from across the country from our other chapters within the AGC of America organization umbrella, if you will. So we do provide toolbox talks on job sites. You know, contractors, if it's the same person talking to the workforce every week, at some point their eyes glaze over, they tune out, they're checking their phones, things of that nature. And they're just checking a box. So
it's not going to happen to me. What do I need to pay attention for?
Right. I've been doing this forever. You know, I know what I'm doing. Here, another person here talking about gloves and hard hats, right?
Right.
So we do promote and support changing it up and bringing in another individual, fresh voice, different face. Even if it's the same message sometimes, it hits a little differently and mm-hmm. sinks in. So, yeah, Toolbox Talks is a great tool. We can customize those if we've had a few companies ask for, hey, this is the task we're doing. Can you make something up for us or to address that? And we can do that as well. It's a full-blown safety program. So we have the ability to customize a safety manual based on the needs of the organization, include all the required regulations and safety policies, and then also customize anything specific to the company and the work. It's amazing how many organizations out there and members of ours that do not have a safety manual, or if they do, it's a single page that they've typed up 20 years ago, maybe, or even 10 on a Word document. That at the end of the day, that's not going to suffice if there's an OSHA recordable and an investigation, or God forbid, a lawsuit, right?
Sure.
So we've been able to create that. Just finished one the other day. Almost 30 manuals went out to a masonry company.
It's the right thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah, they were very appreciative of it. And it's, you know, and that just helps add value to being a member at AGC of Missouri and getting engaged, especially with the safety department, because we do have a large number of safety services to offer.
Let's shift away from the specific safety training for a minute, because I know something that you and this really came out of the Executive Safety and Health Committee was the mental health and suicide prevention awareness stuff. I know that you've been very involved in that locally and nationally. So let's spend a minute or two talking about what's going on in that part of the world.
Sure. I'd love to. The construction industry for decades has had an issue with mental health and the suicide crisis, if you will. We have the second highest rate of most industries, depending on what research you look at. Our numbers are really shocking, is what it comes down to, without getting into all of it and diving into the data. But it is unfortunate. This chapter is one of the few chapters that launched an initiative to draw attention to it. We're lucky to have some great leadership here that has supported that, as well as our membership leadership that has been on board and helped drive it, not just locally across Missouri, but across the nation. In 2022, I had the opportunity to attend a safety and health conference by AGC of America out in Arizona and had a conversation with national folks and a colleague out of Seattle and asked the question, why don't we have a committee for this? We have a committee for everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, make it happen. So we launched the national task force team and it really moved the AGC of Missouri efforts that have been going on for years locally to more of a national presence, and that has now grown to not just nationally and to other chapters, other associations, other organizations and entities But even across the pond, if you will, just this morning, I was able to meet with a colleague I've become friends with from the UK that is the direct report to Parliament and advisor on mental health in that country. Mm-hmm. So they invited myself, my colleague Mandy Keim, Kevin Cannon, and Nazia Shaw to attend their annual safety forum.
So those are four AGC representatives, one from Washington, one from Missouri, and two from D.C.
That's correct. It's been a long journey, and it's not over by any means, but we've made great strides. There was a time we didn't have a lot of stories to share about the efforts, the Hope Coin, the posters, the hard hat stickers that have been produced, the toolbox talks that we've created in partnership with Washington University School of Medicine here in St. Louis, and OSHA as well, our efforts there, that has been very supportive. We didn't always have stories where, hey, somebody's life was saved. And now, today, we're in a place where we hear stories all the time. And it's moved beyond the construction workers themselves to their families, their children, their loved ones that are a byproduct of our efforts.
So here again, like so many things that AGC does, it's the things that we stop from happening that are just as important as the things we make happen. It's the person who didn't fall off the ladder. It's the person who didn't get stuck in a ditch. It's a person who didn't take some action with their own life that would hurt themselves and their family. So it's all those things that the safety department stops from happening,
right,
that are the results of all the hard work that you and Joe and Doug do.
Yeah, it's humbly put, yes. Yeah.
Well, if somebody wants to take advantage of any or all of these services, where do they go? How do they get a hold of you?
Well, they can reach out to AGC of Missouri directly.
And any of our staff know how to get in touch with you.
Yeah, we are easy to reach. Quick email, cell phone, text message, we'll answer all of it. Thankfully, Joe and Doug are further away from the St. Louis metropolitan area and are in Springfield and South Central Missouri. So they're readily available in those regions as well. But, we serve the entire state. There's nowhere we won't go. We've even traveled outside of state a few times for our members. We're here for them to serve them, and that's our mission.
Well, Brandon, I know that your department works hard. I know it's a critical, important service that AGC of Missouri provides and AGC of America. So thanks to you, and keep up the great work.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much, Lynn.
Thanks again for listening. It's easy to subscribe to iPodcast AGCMO on almost any podcast platform that you use. We hope you do subscribe and continue to listen as we move forward with this important project for the construction industry. To access our prior podcasts, visit www.agcmo.org, not only for podcasts, but for additional information about AGC of Missouri.